City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Right, let's continue that boxing chat with Michael McKenna from the Liverpool Echo. Morning to you, Michael.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me. Just chatting there with Paul. He was saying a little bit earlier on in the interview, he needs a world title fight next for himself. He's ready for it yet again. In fact, he says, I can't hold my head at the dinner table with the rest of them if I don't get another world title shot. How realistic for him now?
It is. I think he's talking about the WBA route. I know he went down the WBO route with Arthur Abraham, but it's another jaunt out to Germany for him. De Carolus or the guy he's fighting. So there's no reason why not. I think he's hoping to get on the undercard to that rematch, that world title rematch in Brandenburg on November 5th, I believe. And you know, if he goes and puts on a good show there, I think the Sauerland brothers have a good relationship with Matchroom, and you know, it's how Paul got his previous world title shots against Abraham. And you know, there's no reason why not. He can get that shot, and you know, third time lucky, become a world champion.
Right, what we didn't touch on with Paul too much was Gennady Golovkin, so I'm sure you were absolutely transfixed to it, the same as I was. So beating Kell Brook, who had his sort of his cheekbone fractured within the second round, but they don't like to stop, do they, these boxers?
No.
How did you see the fight overall?
I think, you know, Kell Brook gave, you know, a great account of himself. Golovkin had to say after the fight that he didn't really hurt him. I don't think that's entirely, he's been entirely truthful there. You know, we've seen some great shots from Kell. But I think, you know, the size, you know, played a part, you know, eventually. You know, Kell Brook may well be a good middleweight, a great middleweight in time to come. But I think he's best operating now, maybe late middleweight, in Liam Smith's division, which, you know, that potentially could be a great fight down the line. But the fight on Saturday night, I think, you know, there was an inevitability about it after, you know, the first two, three rounds. Brook, you know, was brilliant in the first round. He took big left very early on, but, you know, he seemed to, you know, he could handle it. And even he said after the fight that, you know, he didn't think Golovkin hit as hard as he was expecting.
Yeah, but
again, how truthful that is.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I think Gennady looked, when he was connecting, like he was properly connecting. I thought there was only one winner throughout the whole of it, despite the fact Kell did okay. I thought you could tell there was a difference between the two.
Mm-hmm, yeah, there's absolutely no shame, in his performance. But you know, Golovkin has, you know, knocked out, he's never gone the 12 rounds of Mountain Sen. You know, he's been taking the distance in 8 rounders before, but you know, Martin Murray, you know, fought him, and Martin Murray's, you know, tough nut, the crack, and he cracked him, broke him down, and you know, that was Murray, a big middleweight at the time. So I think Kell Brook did well to go 5 rounds, but like you said, it you know, there was that inevitability about it, and there was only that one winner at the end of it.
I thought he was a little bit disrespectful. You mentioned the interview afterwards when Golovkin was interviewed. Whether it was lost in his you know, mediocre English or not, I don't know. But he said he's finished. That was his exact quote when he was talking about Kell Brook after the fight. He said, you know, he doesn't hit very hard. He's finished. And I thought, gosh, that's a little bit too much, isn't it?
I think, yeah, I probably think that's a bit, you know, you could put that down a bit lost in translation. Maybe.
Do you think so? Yeah,
I think so. You know, I don't think, you know, a broken eye socket or cheekbone, whatever the injury may be, can be healed. But you know, it's a bad injury. But I don't think it was, you know, going by Brook's performance. You know, he can fight. You can see he's got the skill set. He probably troubled Golovkin more than Golovkin's been troubled in a long time. So for Golovkin to come out and say that about Brook, I think it's a case of loss in translation there, Steve, to be honest.
Where does, further down the line, where does Golovkin meet a Smith brother?
Funny, I spoke to Liam just before he left there on Friday. The likes, you know, Liam's a light middleweight, Golovkin's a middleweight. Liam said, you know, he's a light middleweight. He's not going to fight Golovkin unless he goes up, you know, which isn't going to be anytime soon. Liam's happy enough at light middleweight, happy enough operating at that weight. For him to go up, you know, that's a while off yet. And, you know, Golovkin's 35 now, so whether we see that in the future is highly unlikely. As for Callum at super middleweight, you know, if Golovkin was going up to super middleweight, you know, you're talking about Andre Ward coming back down to super middleweight. That's the fight I think the public, you know, the boxing world want to see. You know, it and Canelo. I can't see it.
So it'll probably never happen.
Probably no. I can't see him fight either of them. You know, before he's done, you know, certainly before he's done. So no, I would say, you know, you'll not be seeing that fight fight with the Smith brothers anytime.
Okay, give us a thought on Liam then, and what lies ahead for him in Dallas. Paul corrected me then. He said it's not 80,000 seats; it's 100,000 seats in there. They had 99,000 in there for a Dallas Cowboys match. Last night. He's probably been written off over in the States, but I've seen a lot of positive articles, comments, thoughts about Liam back here saying that he possibly could do this.
Yeah, again, another thing Joe Gallagher touched on, and Liam himself, he's been written off more, I think, in the British press than he is over in America. You know, Manny Robles and Freddie Roach, very highly respected trainers, you know, said, you know, spoke about that fight, you know, that fight as well as Brooks and Golovkin. And Freddie Roach, you know, was unequivocal in saying that Golovkin will walk through Brooks, which effectively he did. But he's like, the Liam Smith fight, you'll see something completely different. You know, they're giving Liam, and it's more than a puncher's chance. You know, Liam's no Amir Khan. He's not going up two weights. He's a big light middleweight. Canelo's coming down for the first time in almost 2 years. He won his last fight at super welterweight or light middleweight, whatever you want to call it. But the fight before that, he came down and, you know, struggled at the weight against Floyd Mayweather. Of course, there's no disgrace losing to Floyd Mayweather. That was only a majority decision. But, you know, he's not, I don't think he's as comfortable at light middle where, you know, Liam is. And, you know, Liam's a great fighter. You know, Joe Gallagher, his trainer, you know, speaks very highly of him, and, you know, watching him was up at the gym, watching him train, and, you know, you get a lot of you know, before fighters talking about just the great, I'm in great shape, but when they talked about it, everyone in the gym talked about Liam, and it's just like, you know, you stand up, you believe it, because I think they believe it, that he's in the best shape of, you know, the best shape of his career. And, you know, of course, you know, he's going to have to be to get anything out of this fight on Saturday night, which I think, you know, you could be, you know, in for a surprise, if depending on what way you're thinking on it. But, you know, I think Liam can definitely do it. And I think the thinking is, you know, late down the stretch, you know, from 8 onwards, you could see, I don't know if you get him out too early. You know, Canelo might have the power to end the fight early, but you know, if Liam can take him into those, you know, those championship rounds, so to speak, you could be seeing, you know, one of the great results for British boxing.
Nice one, Michael. Thank you for your time.
No problem. Thank you.
Michael McKenna there from the Liverpool Echo boxing correspondent.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.